Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
Searches for his living soul, searches places that he don't wanna go, looks for love and for hope. He finds a world that's abandoned them both. Yeah. All the lies tell us just who to be. Set you free. What we need is that love, the love that comforts from heaven above.
Hi, I'm Kathleen McCarthy, and you're listening to What the World Needs Now, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. I invite you to join me in this hour of God's healing power. Call and join us in conversation and prayer. Remember, what the world needs now is God, and God is love. Well, welcome once again to What the World Needs Now. You are listening to Kathleen McCarthy, and I am blessed and as always humbled by the privilege to be behind this microphone. I praise and thank God for each of you who enable that to take place. Without you, it doesn't happen. I wish you all a blessed and holy Christmas and Happy New Year. We still are in the Christmas season, and I wish all of you as well, at this beginning of this new year, that God's choicest blessings would be upon each and every one of you. My brothers and sisters, this is a new year, and in the scriptures we're told 365 times refers to a new beginning, either henceforth or, a new beginning, but 365 times, that's a new beginning for every day of the year. So never let your heart be troubled. This is a new year and a new beginning, but so is every day of our lives. Every day is a new beginning. Of course, today in the scriptures, we know that Jesus was referred to as the Lamb of God. And right off the bat from that gospel reading, we know too that Jesus refers to Jesus' mission, his own mission. Mission of salvation to redeem each and every one of us from our sins. The name itself, Jesus, means he will save his people from their sins. And that's what he does for each and every one of us. He is indeed our Redeemer. But there's something beautiful, too, that by the blood of Jesus, we are saved. By his stripes, we are healed. And just as he offered his own life up for each one of us, you know, he offered his life up for me, for Kathleen McCarthy. He raised and stretched those arms out on the cross for me and for each and every one of you. And how often do we take that magnificent gift of salvation, that gift of redeeming love, how often do we take it for granted? That none of us, when we believe in him, none of us will ever die. That he has delivered us out of darkness and death over into his glorious light and life. That's his gift to each one of us, and we don't have to wait till January 1st to receive it. It's available at every moment of every day for everyone who turns and repents and turns to the Lord and asks Him to come into our lives and to indeed save us, our own personal yes to God. Yes, Lord, I'm aware that You came into the world to redeem me. Yes, Lord, I know You've delivered me out of darkness into His glorious light. So, Father, I just want to praise and thank You for the gift of redeeming love. I want to praise and thank You, Lord Jesus, for Your living word that is effective and true. I want to praise and thank You, Lord Jesus, that through the gift of Your Son, Jesus, we indeed do share in that, in Your divinity by the power of the Holy Spirit that was left to every one of us. Not only have we share in His divine life through baptism, but He safeguards that divine life within us that we receive at baptism. And He safeguards it and guides us and leads us, empowers us, strengthens us to live out our baptismal call, to be really Jesus' hands and His feet and His voice in this world. And He does it through the magnificent gift of the power of the Holy Spirit in all of our lives. So today I'm wishing you a wonderful and blessed and holy new year. And I'm going to give you our phone numbers. I'd like to hear from you today. Give me a call. Let me know how you spent your New Year's Eve, your New Year's, and what are your hopes and your dreams and your prayers for this new year. As I said, every day, is a new beginning. Actually, every moment's a new beginning because He's with us from moment to moment and He's in the present. He's not in the past. He's not in the future. He's now, always now. And that's why I say time and time again, no matter what any of us have ever done or failed to do, let us never forget that part of the collect of the Mass that all of us, by what we have done or failed to do. And so as we always turn to the Lord and ask Him for grace and strength and hope and courage to carry us through a new year, we also ask for that same grace and faith and hope and courage to take us from moment to moment. And how do we do that? How do we do it? We ask the Holy Spirit, who's alive in us, his life is living in us and through us. We are still the temples of the Holy Spirit. You and I, my body's the temple of the Holy Spirit and your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. And how often do we think of that? It used to be a term that was used often, very common. We don't often hear it much anymore, but we are temples of the Holy Spirit because wherever we go, He goes with us. He's living in us and working through us so that He can mold us and transform us more perfectly into the image and likeness of Jesus, the Son of God. And because of the great gift of faith that God has given you and me, that great gift of faith, freely giving, no way we can earn it, can't earn our salvation, but we can cooperate with grace. And as we cooperate with grace through the power of the Holy Spirit, then we take those gifts of faith and hope, all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and we come out into the world with being empowered with the Holy Spirit so that He touches us, He teaches us, He gives us a beautiful gift of His Spirit that we can understand those great mysteries. What does He tell us? He says in the Scriptures that I will tell you things great beyond your own mind. He will tell us things great beyond our own wisdom, beyond our own understanding. That's what the Spirit of God does within us. And we come to know the Lord to know him, the more we ask the Holy Spirit to reveal himself to us. So my brothers and sisters, today is a day that the Lord has made. And I would have you, I would ask you to call in and to share, you know, a happy new year, a blessed new year, and a Merry Christmas still to all our listeners, to myself. What has been your desire for this new year? You know, so many people, I was laughing the other day. Here it is, the 3rd of January, and a friend of mine had this whole list, and she was showing this to me on Christmas Eve, the day of Christmas Eve. And she said, "Kathleen, look at this. I am turning over a new leaf. I have," and her first thing on her list was lose 15 pounds. "I'm losing 15 pounds. I'm going to start going to daily mass." She had this whole list of things. And I saw her today briefly, and I had to laugh. She was... She said, "You're not going to believe this. I failed at six of the things I already had on my list." But that's what we do. We make these plans for ourselves, and I'm sure the Lord laughs when we make these plans because he knows us. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our struggles. And instead of making a list and filling it with all these New Year's resolutions, I think it behooves us really to turn to the Lord each day and ask the Holy Spirit to help us, whether it's to lose weight, whether it's to curb our appetite, whether we're asking for the grace to give up smoking, whether we're asking for the grace to give up a bad habit, that no matter how many times we go and to confession and we say we're sorry and we repent and we turn for grace, we feel real good when we come out of confession, and shortly thereafter, we fall again. And what is it with us? I mean, that we can join St. Paul in saying, "I no longer do the things I know I should do, but I continue to do the things I know I shouldn't do." That's human nature. That's concupiscence. Concupiscence means that our human nature tends towards doing the wrong things. Our human nature tends towards sin. And even though we've been baptized and washed clean by the blood of the Lamb, the tendency is still there. That's why Mary was her yes to the Lord when he said in the fullness of time he came into the world through a virgin, through Mary. We just celebrated that Sunday on the Solemnity of the Blessed Mother, the Mother of God. But she was pure. She was a pure vessel. She did not have, original sin. So she didn't have that concupiscence, that leaning towards it, leaning towards making wrong decisions. She had her free will. And she could have said no, but she didn't. And with us, we are filled with that concupiscence. We have been washed in the blood of Christ. We become his, in his likeness and image as we're baptized. And just as a baby grows and learns the ways of the world very quickly, you know, a baby will know that if they... continue to cry long enough and loud enough, they might get what they want. And we're like that in the spirit sometime. We'll keep asking the Lord over and over again. We'll cry. We'll whine. But maybe that's not his will for us. But if we pray to the Holy Spirit, if we ask him to fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit that he left us, that we might grow into making wise decisions in the Lord. Not so much a list for New Year's resolutions, but make a decision daily to ask the Lord for that power of the Holy Spirit so that we can accomplish to lose 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, whatever pounds, that we can become every day a better person than we were yesterday by growing more fully into Christ-likeness in His image. And all the best intentions of the world, all the strongest willpower in the world will not change anything for any period of time.